Alright, say it.
说什么
？You're listening to the Austrian podcast.
You're listening to the Austrian podcast.
You're listening to the Austrian podcast.
The Austrian podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
You're listening to the Austrian podcast.
。Here in China, a new drinking culture is emerging.As wine is becoming more popular in Chinese fine dining, the art of wine tasting also spread out into cities such as Beijing and Shanghai. At today's Austrian podcast, we are going to discuss the growth of wine tasting culture in China and how it could further promote Australian wine industry. Our guest today is Lin Wang from Oswan Creek. Lin is the general manager of Oswan's South Australia department.He is also the national judge from China Food Industry Association and specialized wine and fruit wine. Hi, Lin. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Good to know you.
To start off, can you explain what is wine tasting and why wine tasting is considered as a skill?
This is a very good question. And wine tasting, according to my knowledge and understanding, I think can be separated into two ideas. One is a professional wine tasting, generally used by a wine judger or wine industry worker, such as winemakers and sommeliers. And the other section of the wine tasting is more like a casual or normal wine sipping, wine tasting, which like we're drinking with our family and a friend during a dinner. So that's my understanding about the idea of the wine tasting.
How is wine tasting culture in Australia?
Australia is a multicultural background country, and currently, most of the people who are living there coming from Europe originally, majorly from France, Germany, and Italy, and England. So these people have their own unique culture background. For the German, they prefer to drink more beer and wine,with some very big meat at their dish. For British people from England, they are more gentlemanlike and they talk more about the flavor with their own family and business partners. But overall, I think Australian is a very typical classic example for Western wine tasting culture. They treat wine as a beverage and they enjoy that and they combine the wine into their own life. They enjoy it.And just like we drink beer and baijiu in China. So, I think Australia is a very good example for the overall Western societies.
Apart from the culture, as what you have said, do you think there are other strengths for Australia in developing and promoting the wine tasting?
To the normal industry, not only in Australia, also in China especially, the tasting culture is changing.And this kind of thing is actually more developed in Western countries. They already treat the wine not only focused on the aroma and the flavor. They are keen to know some background knowledge like where the fruit, the grape, comes from which region, what kind of soil type, who is the winemaker, how long the wine has been aged. And they want to know the whole knowledge and the background of the wine, not only focusing on the flavor itself.And this trend actually is also more and more popular in China as well. And people started to have more interest to know the background of the wine, to know the story behind the wine. With enjoying the story together with the wine itself, it's going to make the wine tasting more interesting and has more attractions.
It is actually very interesting when you mention the growth of this kind of wine tasting culture in China. In fact, in 2017, there is a French media reporting that in a French wine school, one third of its students are Chinese nationals. So we can see there are more Chinese wanting to learn about the skills of wine tasting, isn't it?
Yes, this is a very obvious new trend, actually. I started my degree in South Australia in 2013. And at the time, I studied at University of Adelaide, which is one of the best wine university all over the world. At that time, my class only have in total about 25 people and only 8 Chinese students. And according to my knowledge, our previous learners, in this university, every year only about 3 to 5 every year, but the overall number didn't change for a long time. However, after 2 years, my university start to take more and more Chinese students, and the Chinese students start to occupy 50% or even 60% at this stage. And the total number for this degree, which is viticulture and enology, is already grow from 25 people to 150 people now. And most of them, 70%, all come from China. This trend actually affected by the growth in China, in Chinese wine market, because the Chinese consumers start to have more interest to drinking and learn about how to drink wine, how to make wine, and also want to import this knowledge to China. This trend becomes more and more obvious, and also this trend has also appears in China as well. During the past 15 years, actually, even 20 years, from 1990s, we already have university in China start to teach students about how to make wine and how to taste wine. Two very famous university. One is Northwest Agricultural University. The other one is Chinese Agricultural University. These two university actually deliver a lot of students who has very strong skill in wine industry to the China wine industry every year. And these people spread out in the whole China mainland, started to teach the whole consumer group to know more and more about wine knowledge, wine history, and wine tasting knowledge. And this affected the wine tasting culture and the whole industry a lot during the past 15 years.
Would you like to elaborate a little bit more about the reasons why Chinese consumers start to be very interested in red wine?
Different from the Western countries, as I mentioned, Western countries already merged wine as part of their life. They already used to drink wine as a beverage together with their food every day. And this is different. Even for beer and baijiu in China, and people don't have this habit to drink this alcoholic beverage with their food every day. It's more like business tools during their life. So this is different from Western countries. So in China, actually, we also have a very long history to drink wines. Thousands of years ago, we already have wine making, but it's not a typical modern wine. It's a very ancient wines in China, in Tang and Han dynasty. For the modern wine making and wine tasting and the wine industry in China actually has been developed in the last 100 years. Before the new China had been established, already have a lot of Western people immigrated to China, especially in Shanghai area and Hong Kong area. So they bring their own wine and food to China. And from then, people, especially businessmen, start to learn from the Western peoples. But the big jump, the big change actually happened in the last 15 to 20 years because a lot of people had been well educated from the university. And then they started to develop the whole market, whole industry, and then spread the knowledge to the normal people who only want to know some basic knowledge. And also this actually thankful to the whole business development in China during the past 15 years. With a market economy, with the new revolution of the business model in China, a lot of wines from the traditional and the classic Western wine regions had been imported to China more and more. And this actually also affected the wine tasting culture during the past 15 years. So I think wine education is a very important thing who affect the wine tasting culture currently in China.
It's actually very interesting that you mentioned the growth of wine tasting culture is a result of the connection between China and the other part of the world. What do you think this kind of growth benefit Australia in general?
Actually, wine tasting culture more now is more like a mixture of different cultures. So they started to affect the people's idea as the icon of the wine in Chinese populations. Actually, according to my knowledge about my family, my friend, and my colleagues who stay and live in China, they are drinking more and more wine in their normal life. One of the reasons is because of healthcare. Because the idea from the either Western country and China domestically, people spread the wine knowledge and treat wine as a healthier beverage. And this kind of a promotion affects the wine importing from Australia to China. But before that, actually, majorly the Chinese wine market dominated by French wines. During the past 10 years, actually, Australian wine is getting more and more popular in Chinese market. I think majorly 2 points. The first thing is about the whole image of Australia, this country. In Chinese consumers' idea, this country is a friendly country and it has very good environment and the food and the drink health and the quality of the food and wine is supreme. So it's very good. So people start to learn other than French and European wines, we also have Australian wines. Another thing is the style of the wine from Australia. Australia is a typical wine region, and actually I think is a flagship for the new world of wines. And they deliver the wine suitable for the young generation's palate, especially for Asian palate. And the whole industry actually very respect to the market desire. So European wines, they used to only deliver the wine they think is a good wine. But Australian winemakers, they prefer to learn from the customers, to learn what kind of wine the customer would like. And then they will adjust their style to suit to satisfy the demand from the Chinese market. And this also combined with the wine tasting culture in China. People taste the wine and also learn about the story of the Australian. They want to know how the wine has been developed, how the vineyard has been planted. And also it's a very popular destination of tourism. So a lot of Chinese will go through there and to see the vineyard and the winery by themselves. And by doing that, combined with the wine tasting culture, now is actually a very good opportunity for Australian. And this opportunity is getting bigger and bigger for Australian wine whole industry.
We know that Auswan is one of the pioneering wine groups entering Chinese market. Would you like to share some of the stories of Auswan entering Chinese market and how Auswan promote their brand here in China?
I think this is a very big question. Auswan Craig and the Swan Group are getting into Chinese market for more than 8 years. We stepped into Chinese market at a very interesting time point, which is around 2012 to 2013. At that time, actually the lower point is very low point in Australia wine industry because of the limitation of the population of Australia. So the domestic market for wine industry in Australia is already achieved the ceiling. And the sales and distribution is actually controlled by the big companies, family-owned companies, and the big retail channels in Australia. At that time, we found it's very obvious limited for our growth in Australia. And also it's the same story for other wineries and wine brand in Australia. So everybody actually is seeking internationally, worldwide. From our point of view, European is a similar, very settled wine industry, wine market in Western countries, and the same story as North America. So as a business development in China, more and more people is seeking some new things, such as wine and different from Baijiu, and which is healthier. And we can see there is a big chance in China. And also because of the population of China, so to every country in the worldwide, Chinese market is a big market. So we choose to step into China. And the other interesting point in China, actually, that time, is also a big change of the market, the whole market. Before that, the major wine and alcoholic beverage, I mean, high-end premium beverage consumption, majorly focusing on the government-related dinners and activities. With the current president of China, Xi Jinping, start to lead the whole China, and he did a lot of things to control the corruption. And with doing that, the whole budget for the government has been cut off and controlled very seriously. The whole market, the whole consumption model changed to a very, very healthy and reasonable model. More and more normal consumers like us, we start to buying wines from the market, and we drink wine for ourselves. We drink wine with our friend and with our families, and that's also bring a demand, a high demand for a brand, for a strong brand with a good background. And we see the opportunities, And that's the other reason we get into the Chinese market. And since we start to work in China, we did several things that's quite different from other brand and wineries. We call it three insist. The first thing is we insist to do branding in China because we know the whole market has a very strong desire about the brand because consumers don't have really enough knowledge to judge a wine, to choose the wine they like. So we need to bring a brand to them and make sure the brand means quality, means value. And we're going to deliver that to the customer, to the whole market. So that's the first insist. The second insist is we insist to operate the Chinese market by our winery directly, not through any importer or exclusive distributor. We control the whole channel. And with doing that, we can ensure the whole channel will be covered by the brand, and everybody in this channel, in this whole chain, will get benefit from the branding system, which is the first insist. And the third insist is also very important, is we deeply work with all the distributors, with the whole system. We're not only selling the wine simply to the distributor or to the retailers. Instead of doing that, actually we work very closely with our distributors. We treat them as our partners. For example, in 2018, in nationwide, we actually have more than 450 activities in a year, which means every day we're going to have at least 1.5 activities in different countries all over China. This actually help us to help our business partners to building the brand together. And also, we are also want to insist these three insists in the coming future. This is our base, and this is important for every brand want to be successful in China.
What would be your opinion of the wine market in China in the coming 5 years?
Still, with the whole population benefit in China, for the coming 5 years, China will still continuously, stably increase, but not crazily. So we can see the coming opportunities, not only for Australia, also for different countries who have a trading relationship with China. But at the meanwhile, we still can see there are some problems with Chinese market as well. The market growing too fast, so the base is not that stable. A suggestion from our point of view, for the industry, other wineries similar to us, we need to have patience, and we need to do the three exist similar things in China, slowly but very stably. We need to focus on this and insist to doing that, with the long term, not really chasing like a big jump, booming increase for everybody's sales and brand. They need to have patience, but eventually, Chinese market is going to have a big opportunity for everybody.
Would you like to share some personal tips for our audience who are very interested in learning the wine tasting skills?
From my perspective, wine tasting is something should not be doing very professionally because wine is a beverage, especially for the customers. They're not looking for, I want to judge the wine to be a good wine or a bad wine. It's just like a Chinese word, 萝卜青菜各有所爱, which means it doesn't matter it's a carrot or a cabbage, just you like it. If you like it, it's going to be a good wine. But when you're doing a tasting with your friend or with a business partners, some very small tips. First of all, follow some procedures. You can check the color, and you can smell the aroma, and you can taste the flavor. And majorly focus on the aroma and the flavors, because the color covariance between different varieties and different years old, different age wines, it can affect colors. So it's not always reliable. But aroma, if it is very vividly and very friendly, very fruit-driven, most of the time it's telling you, I'm a good wine. And when you taste it, it's not too heavy, not too acidity, not too acid, not too sweet. which means balance. If you feel the wine is round, is smooth and very balanced and fruit-driven, I think that is a good wine. So probably for the flavor, balance is a very easy way to get into the wine tasting world. It's a first principle.
That's all for our podcast today. Thank you, Lin, for joining us.
Thank you very much.